This is Yolanda Harrell. I'm doing an oral history interview for the Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont Project. The interview is taking place in Seneca on November 27, 1989, and I am talking to Douglas Harbin. Mr. Harbin, what is your full name?
Douglas E. Custon Harbin.
When and where were you born?
Born September 29, 1908, in South King Community, Oklahoma County.
What was the name of the town?
It's the South Union Community.
Oh, South Union Community. Mm-hmm. Who were your parents?
Sebring Harbin and Lily Scott Harbin.
And do you know when they were born?
Father was born November 1st, 1880.
Okay. Do you remember your grandparents and your mother's parents at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell them anything about them?
Well, no, ma'am. On my grandfather, I can't tell much about my grandmother because I was small when she passed. But my grandfather, he was a farmer.
What did he farm? What kind of crops?
Well, he was just a cotton farmer.
Was it a small farm or large farm?
I can't tell.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. But he did live down in the Ergo community of South Carolina.
What community?
Ergo.
Ergo.
Mm-hmm. Then he moved up to Seneca in what they call now the Clintskill Division. That's what he... No, he didn't die there. He sold that place to Clintskill and moved down in Seneca, right below where Reverend Washington lived.
Right in that section?
Where Reverend Washington driveway go up, that house right on the other side of the street there, is where he passed that.
Oh, on Poplar Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Your father's mother and father, do you remember anything about them?
No, I can't.
What they did or anything?
Well, they were farmers, too.
They were farmers.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can remember my grandmother more than my grandfather. I was small.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And when you're laying in the casket, they said I said he was in a trunk. had grandfather in a trunk.
They remember that you said that.
Yeah, they told me that.
Do you remember any other older members of your family? Aunts or uncles?
Well, I can remember most all of them. Daddy had one brother. He was older than he was. Then he had two sisters older than he was. His brother was named John Harbin. He left here and went to Atlanta in the early years. I just remember him a little bit. And his older sister was Lula. She married only. She died in Atlanta. And he had another aunt, Caroline. She married Benson.
Mm-hmm.
She died down in the South End community back where I was raised there.
Did your family own their own home?
Yes, ma'am.
They did. Was the house mortgaged?
No, ma'am.
Oh, where was the home? Where did you live when you were a family, when you were a little boy?
Well, it was in the South Union community on what we call the Sheila Ferry Road.
The what?
The Sheila Ferry Road.
Sheila Ferry Road?
Mm-hmm.
Is this near Seneca?
No, it's just
Where is it?
It's way down below Oakway side there. You know Oakway?
Where what is?
Oakway.
Oakway?
Mm-hmm.
And that's lower down in South Carolina?
Down.
Oh, further down in South further Carolina. Down.
I was about 2.5 miles from the Georgia line, Tupelo River.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you were growing up, do you remember any of your relatives talking about their early lives? Uncles or aunts talking about their early days, you know, before you came along? Any stories?
No, ma'am, I can't.
You can't, okay. Did any of the older members of the family talk about slavery? Did they say anything about slavery to you?
Well, one thing I scarcely remember my mother telling me that her uncles stayed with them and food was hard to come about. And they had cornbread for breakfast one morning. Her uncle stayed with them, his dad, his brother. And she said, "Uncle, get right quick," and got up. And they said to him, said, "Uncle Miles, are you done eating already?" And he had a word, he says, "God knows, it don't take me always to eat nothing."
So the food was scarce, or yes. There wasn't a whole lot of food?
Wasn't a whole lot of food, couldn't get to it. And so that's what they had for breakfast that morning was cornbread. And
all they had was cornbread.
Well, I don't know what else they had along with it, but that's what they had. And he says, "God knows it don't take me always to eat nothing."
Where are the older members of your family buried?
Most of them is buried at St. Paul Baptist Church in Oak Grove.
At Oak Grove?
Earl's Grove.
Earl's Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Are the graves marked? Are the graves marked with their names and dates and everything?
Most of them are. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember funerals in the family or community when you were young? Remember going to funerals?
Yes, ma'am.
You know whose they were?
Well, I remember my grandmother, Scott. It rained all day that day. And they had to, I can remember they had to dip water out of the grave before they could put the body in.
Oh, they took water out.
They took water out of the grave all day.
Can you remember anything else about the funeral different than funerals today that you could tell me about?
No, I can't.
Anything unusual?
The only thing that I can say, remember, we were riding in buggies and wagons at that time.
Buggies and wagons to go to the funeral.
Uh-huh.
Did you ride in the... What did your parents do for a living?
They were farmers.
And your grandparents, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they rent or own their own land?
Own it.
They owned their land?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you or your older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work, and where did you go?
I went to Florida in 1926.
How about an older relative? Did he go to Florida?
My father went in 1925.
Did he find work there?
Yes, ma'am.
What did he do?
I think he was clearing up land.
Oh, just land, clearing
yeah.
land?
Mm-hmm.
How about any other relatives? Did they go to Florida?
Yes, ma'am. I had some cousins from the school.
How about anybody going to the north to find work?
Well, there's a lot of people left out of that for Xanathi going, went no.
Mm-hmm. When, how often did they return home? The ones that went to Florida.
Well, when they come back, they stay days. They come back. I think my father come back in January or February. I can't remember what.
Like after the planting season in Florida?
Yep, uh-huh.
Did any of your family work for the railroad?
I had two uncles with mail clerks on the railroad.
Did they have any stories to tell about that, or do you remember anything
Well,
about
I can't
that?
Remember talking about
that. Okay. What kind of jobs were open to black men that you remember when you were little? What kind of jobs did your uncles or other men have?
Well, nothing much but the oil mill was running here in Seneca at that time. There was lots of work in that oil mill.
So several of them worked in the oil mill?
Mm-hmm.
What about the women? What kinds of jobs were open to them?
Well, mostly domestic work.
And how did a young colored person earn money then?
There wasn't much money to earn.
You mean that there just wasn't much money around, period, with white people either?
Well, no, some of them, the young men hired out on the farm.
Uh-huh.
They got $8 and $10 a month and board on the farm.
And that's how most of them earned money.
Most of them earned money.
And where did you shop as a family?
Well, mostly Westminster and Seneca.
Did you buy for cash or did you use credit?
Mostly cash.
Were the stores that you shopped in owned by blacks or whites?
White.
Were there any black stores at all?
No.
Did the,
but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
The last person I remember here in Seneca running a grocery store was Benny Ware.
Benny Ware?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what year that was or what
no,
year he
I don't.
Stopped? Did your family usually buy clothing or make your own clothing?
Bought some and made some.
What kind of things did your mother make or your sisters make?
Well, they bought cloth and made most of their wearing clothes.
They made their dresses and blouses and mm-hmm. skirts and things.
That's right.
Okay. Now, did they make any clothes for you, or did they buy those?
Mostly made shirts.
Your shirts were made by mm-hmm. your mother. What kind of clothing did each person own? Did you have everyday clothes, Sunday clothes, both?
Yeah.
Could you describe them?
Well, they were just ordinary, what we call overalls, for every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Sunday wear suits.
Suits for the men and dresses for mm-hmm. the ladies, and hats
yeah.
and gloves.
That's right.
Did your family raise your own food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you raise to eat?
Well, corn, peas, potatoes.
Was it a small family garden or a pretty large one?
Well, in our family, there was five of us, three children, mother and father.
Did all of you work in the family garden?
Mm, yes.
Did all of you work in the cotton, too?
That's right.
All five of you. Did you work every day, or?
Every day that we could work.
Do you remember anything about it when you were small, being hard or not liking to do it, or?
Well, you know about how a child is. He thought it was hard because he didn't want to work.
He didn't want to work, you.
He thought it was hard. And days like today, We couldn't get it in the field out. If it wasn't in the school, we were shoving corn or doing something like that.
So you were still doing a farm chore on a rainy day?
On a rainy day, that's right.
What things did you have to buy? You raised your own vegetables and things. What things did you have to buy in the store in the way of food?
Uh-huh. Mostly coffee and sugar, items like that.
Mm-hmm. anything else besides coffee and sugar? Okay, and what kind of furniture did your family use? Can you describe the furniture in your home?
Well, it's mostly, wood beds and stuff like that, wood furniture.
Did you have a wooden table and chairs? And...
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And was your furniture made, or did you purchase that? Did you buy that in a store?
They bought it out of the store. Mm-hmm. They bought furniture.
Did anyone in your family make furniture that you can recall?
Not that I know of.
And are there any things in the community that are still in your family possession, such as furniture, oak baskets, tools, or quilts? Do you still have things that go back a long way in your family? Any of those possessions?
No, I don't.
Mm. Were any of the older members of your family known for special talents, such as musicians, singers, preachers, craftsmen, or needleworkers? Do you remember that?
Well, the only one that I can remember well is my father's sister married a blacksmith. He was a blacksmith.
And he was skilled at that, then, blacksmithing.
Now, he made a lot. He could make a lot of stuff.
He made furniture and things like that, too?
He didn't say make so much furniture, but he made other...
More iron products.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you remember hearing any older members of your family talking about hard times or good times that happened before you were born?
Yeah.
Can you remember any of those stories? What was especially bad or good?
Well, I can't remember what they were, but they wasn't none of them too good.
In other words, you remember a lot of bad times, but not what they were.
Not what they were.
Did they ever talk about a flood or a tornado or another disaster? What about an illness like the flu epidemic of 1917 and 1918? Do you know of anybody in your family who died of that?
I can remember the flu epidemic, but I don't remember any out of my family dying with it.
Okay. Did any of your family members serve in World War I?
I had a first cousin on my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
And an uncle on my mother's side.
Do you know where they went in World War I, where they served?
No, I can't tell. But I don't think either one of them ever went to France, I don't think.
You don't think they left this country?
No.
Did they talk about how that service affected their lives afterwards?
I can't remember.
Okay. What church denomination did your family belong to?
It was all the Baptist faith.
And what Baptist church did you go to?
St. Paul Baptist.
Where is that?
Well, I reckon I'll just have to say it's near Fairplay, South Carolina.
Near Fairplay?
On Highway 59.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone in your family ever belong to something other than Baptist? Didn't have a lurking Methodist someplace, no?
Yeah, I can't remember any.
Do you remember the name of your minister of your church when you were little?
Reverend Sim Galloway.
Sim Galloway?
Mm-hmm.
And where did he live?
Where did he live?
Mm-hmm.
Madison, South Carolina.
Did he have any other employment besides being a preacher?
Farmer.
He had a farm too. Do you know what kind of farm?
Well, just get out of that farm, what we raised, you know.
What it raised for everyday living. And what kind of training did he have that you know of to be a preacher?
Don't know.
Okay. What other churches were important in your community?
Well, we had a little church where I attended public school in Tupelo.
In Tupelo? And you went to public school there? Can you remember what kind of church it was?
It was a Baptist.
It was another Baptist. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course, now, that's what the colored people call a Tupelo church, but the school was South Union Colored School.
I see. Mm-hmm. Did you have cemeteries that you remember of when you were little? Were they all around the churches?
Well, we had a cemetery of St. Paul.
Okay, right by your church.
But the colored people around Tudor, they had a white people South Union Baptist Church,
mm-hmm.
give them a space at that church.
They had a space right next to the Tugaloo.
No, it church. Wasn't even there. It was white.
Oh,
white
the white,
South
white.
Union.
Oh, white South Union. All right. Do you remember camp meetings when you were little?
Some, yeah.
Can you tell me where they were held?
Well, Bethel Grove.
Bethel Grove.
Mm-hmm. And they had one at Pelican, but I can't think of the name of the church they had for that. And they had one at Central, but I can't think of either one of the churches they had.
What time of year were they usually held?
In the fall.
And how long would a meeting last?
Well, when I can remember, they were lasting about 2 days. But they said before long years, they last about a week.
Oh, sometimes they were a week.
People would go there and camp just for a week.
I was going to ask you if they stayed overnight.
Mm.
They did camp. What did they camp in? Tents?
I never did go to
that. You didn't go? Just no. Do you know who led the services?
No, I don't.
Okay. Did members of different churches worship together, or was it mostly Baptist? Or was it different Baptist churches?
It was most of the Methodist faith, but Baptist.
Oh, it was Methodist, the Baptist faith one.
Baptist faith too.
Do you remember any older relatives talking about camp meetings and what they were like?
Well, that's where I got most of it from, them camping out. Which the time I got it from old people, because in my remembrance, they didn't do it then.
I said, but you heard them talking about doing it a week at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you attend any singing conventions when you were young?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were they?
Different churches.
In the area?
In the area.
And how often would you go to something like that?
Well, they had it once a year, what they call an annual, once a year. Fourth Sunday in July, I believe.
What were they like? What did you do?
Well, they just sung. My uncle was the president.
He was president of this group?
Of that group. In a word, he married my mother's oldest sister.
Uh-huh. What was his name?
Tom Gideon.
Tom Gideon.
Mm-hmm.
And he led one of the singing conventions?
No, he's the president of the whole community of singing.
Whole singing community?
In other words, I would say it was the Seneca River Baptist Singing Convention.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. Do you remember that the years that he was president?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't.
Do you remember any favorite songs?
Yeah.
What about any of his favorite songs or your mother's favorite songs?
No, I can't.
Which members of your family attended the singing convention?
We all did.
All of you went, the whole family. Did you ever attend singing schools when you were young?
No.
Were there any occasions that you can recall when black and white people came together to worship?
No, I can't.
Okay. In your church, what were some of the groups? Like, were there men's groups or women's groups? Were there any clubs or organizations in your church itself that you belonged to or other members of your family did?
Not in the early days, but now later years, we got what we call the brotherhood.
Well, you say later years, about when would that have been?
That's going on now.
Oh, now it is, uh-huh. But not back when.
But not back then.
Not back when your father was young and you were little.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so there weren't any youth groups either that you would know of.
No.
Okay. All right, in education, where did you go to school when you were a child?
Well, I'd have to say the South Union Colored School.
South Union Colored School?
But we had it in Tugelo.
It was in Tugelo?
Yeah, it was named Tugelo, but when they in other words, they had white trustees for both of the schools.
Oh, I see. There was a white school and a colored school.
Uh-huh.
Now, were they side by side?
No, they weren't side by side. Mm-hmm. There was a white South Union and colored South Union.
And where were they located?
Down on what we call the Chickasaw Point project now.
Oh, not that one.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to school? Did you have a long walk? You walk or speak?
Walk.
Could you describe the building for me? Did it have lots of classrooms? Was it one room? What?
Well, I think in 1922 or 3, the Rosen Wall come out and they built a school.
Mm-hmm. But this early school you went to, though?
Well, it was just one little...
It was one-room school
now? One-room school.
How many children were in the school?
Well, at times there was about 100.
100 and one room and one teacher?
In the summer session, they had two teachers. But in winter, they just had one. But I can't tell you how, until the last year. Now, when they built a rolling wall school, see, they built a two-room school, and they had two teachers there then.
How long did your school last when you were young, your first school? How many months of a year?
September to March, I think. And then they had a summer session of July and August. About 6 weeks.
How long was each school day?
From 9 to 4, I think.
Oh, a long day. How far did you live from the school? How many miles?
Around 2.5 before they moved it.
And you had to walk those 2.5 miles?
That's right.
And who were the teachers? Do you remember any of their names?
Well, I can remember a few of them. Cora Benson, Mexico Benson.
Cora Benson and Mexico Benson?
Mm-hmm. Vita Glenn, Ollie Glenn, Bessie Glenn. Khadija Scott, Kenley Scott.
You sounded like some brother and sister combination.
It was.
Where did they live?
The Scotts lived here in Seneca. But the Glens and the Benson, they lived all down in the country.
Do you have any idea what kind of training they might have had?
Well, in other words, at that time, they was going to college, what they call Seneca Junior College, Seneca Institute. And they would let them teach those months in the summertime to have a little something to go on to help them on their schooling.
They were earning money to further their own education.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea where your parents attended school? Or did they go to school?
They went to school, but I don't know where.
Then you don't know if their schooling was different from yours in any way.
I imagine my father went to the same school I went to, but what it was called, I don't know. But my mother, she was out of another community.
Do you know anything about your grandparents' schooling? Did they have any?